And the Gemara here on the bottom of Yud Tes Amud Beis says, Takol Atzma Tanoihi, we have to be Choshesh in the case of Truma Tmeya, that maybe a person might come to eat it if we delay the destruction of the Truma. The Sanya we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa records a machlokas between Beisil and Beit Shammai, which we touched on in the last shiur. And that's the case of Chavash Shel Yayin Truma Tmeya. Beit Shammai Omrim Tishofech Chevel, throw it all out. Bechavila Achas, the entire volume. And don't do what's called Ziluf, which Amir Tzchem will speak about, because if he does Ziluf, it's a long process. And even if he does the entire Ziluf within one day, we still have to be concerned with the possibility that he might come to drink inadvertently the Truma Tmeya. And now, the Braisa quotes the Shita of, of Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel Omrim, you don't have to pour out the entire Truma Tmeya, the entire Chavis, Bevasachas in one fell swoop, but rather Teosa Ziluf, you should do Ziluf. And Ziluf, we said, was a process by which he can spread around the yayin over the floor, perhaps, and it will create a very fine fragrance. And Truma Tmeya is mutar b'hanah as long as you're getting rid of the Truma. And Beis Hillel's not worried about the fact that if we wait the entire long process of Ziluf, somebody may come to drink the Chavis, drink the Yayin. Om Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Ani Achria, I'm going to come up with a compromise Shita. And we always paskin like the Machria, who comes to accept one of the dissenting views to some extent, and the other dissenting view to another extent. And here's the hachra of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Basode tishofa chemel, babayis te'osa ziluf. If he's out in the fields, and he has this chavis of yayin tmeya, of truma tmeya, he's going to bring it all the way over to his house, and in the meantime, during this course of time, till he brings it successfully into this house, he may Chalila come to drink from the wine. But if he's in the bias and immediately he does the Ziluf, we're not afraid that he's going to drink it. He's totally focused on this process and this use of Ziluf. Ika Diamri, according to a second Lishna, the Achra of Rabbi Shmuel was the following. B'chadash, if it's a brand new barrel of wine, Tishofech Chevel, because there's no Ziluf in Yayin Chadash. It doesn't have that fragrance. So therefore, it's going to take him a long time to wait until finally the Yayin gets its fragrance with the passage of time. In the meantime, he might come to drink it. But the Yashan, if it's Yayin Yashan, where the Ziluf is immediate and you can enjoy the benefit of the fragrance, is Tase Ziluf. He can achieve Ziluf immediately. And that would apply even in a sada. We're not worried about the amount of time it will take him to go from the sada back into the bias. And if he's bringing it into the bias, we don't have a chash of takola. So now at this point, Rabbi Yishmael is presenting his sheet as a machria, as if to say he's a compromise. On the one hand, he's accepting Beit Shammai fundamentally that there is a chash takola, but he's limiting it. He's limiting it to the case of sada or to the case of yayin chadash. Amru lo. So some of the Bnei Doro, the generation of Rabbi Shmuel, and here we're going to turn to Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Ein hachras shlishis machras. Your opinion, as you formulated it, is not a hachra at all, because when you have two tanoim and you accept one particular view of one tana, and with regard to a different case of another tana, that's called a hachra. So that, for example, if Beis Hillel and Beit Shammai were really focused on hachra, on takola, nachshash takola, and for example, Beit Shammai would have said that even in the case of Ziluf Bebayis, there's a chshash takola. Beis Hillel would say even in the case of Sodeh, or for example, in the case of Yain Yoshan, there's no chash, or Yain Chadash, there's no chash takola. Then Rabbi Shmuel would come in the middle, and he would be a Dei Shlishis. He would say, yeah, I accept the chash of Beit Shammai, but only halfway, and I reject, but rather Beit Shammai, rather accept Beis Hillel the other way. But Beis Hillel Beit Shammai made no mention, neither of Sod nor of Bais. And if the issue was Takola, Chash Takola, that Beit Shammai should have said that I have a Chash Takola even in the case of Bias. Beis Hillel would have related to the case of Sod and said there's no Chash Takola even in the case of Sod. Therefore, we come to the conclusion that the Machlokas Beis Hillel Beit Shammai has nothing to do with Takola. And they are arguing about a different issue entirely. And therefore, there's no hachra here of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is expressing his view that the backdrop here of takola is what's the pressing issue. And therefore, he's going to distinguish between bias and sada as well. But although the Gemara earlier had suspected that the machlokes shim beis hillel beit shammai was about chashash takola, the Gemara is dropping that assumption. And the machlokas is on a different vein entirely. That's not what they're arguing about. Now Rashi, Dibra Maskil Ein, here on the top of our Omer, does not give us a clue as to what the machlokas shim beis hillel beit shammai. Rashi says, Lo izkiru legalos datam. They don't really reflect on their day. But we certainly see clearly that they're not arguing about a chashash takol. That's not the issue in the background. Tosfos, not here, but in Masechet Shabbos, says that the machlokes shim beis hillel beit shammai is about the reach of Truma Tmeya. And in the case of Truma Tmeya, we have a heter of Srefa. You're allowed to benefit from the Truma Tmeya as you destroy it, as you burn it. But if you consume it through eating, that for sure is not a method that's acceptable and that's permissible with regard to consuming Truma Tmeya. And the question now is, Ziluf, which sets up a Reach so that we can enjoy the Reach, is that like Achila and Shasia? Does Reach, the pleasure of enjoying the fragrance of something, come under the category, it's an extension of Shasia, and then it would be prohibited? And that's the Shita Beit Shammai. And again, there's no difference between a Sod and a Bias here. Totally irrelevant factors. Whereas Beis Hillel's of the opinion that Shasia is Shasia. And Reach, in the case of Ziluf, is not Shasia. Therefore, it's not included under the Isra of Achil and Shasia. It's Mutter in the case of Truma Tmeya. The Gemara now goes back to the Machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua regarding the case where you have a Chavis of Yayin of Truma up on top, on the second floor, and you have a barrel of chulin wine on the bottom floor, and the top floor wine of Truma broke, and the Truma is now falling into the chulin. And now the Truma is going to generate an Iser in the chulin if we assume that there's not enough wine in the Chavish al chulin to be Mavatel 100-1, the volume of Truma Tmeya, of Truma Tahora that's falling in. Om Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chenina, Machlokes, and Machlokes Shin, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yeshua, is only in the case of Shenofla, Lefachos, Mimea, Sa, Chulin, Tmeya. There's a case where you have a volume which calls a Sa of Chuma, and it fell into less than 100 Sa of Chulin. So the ratio is now, let's say, 99 chulin to 1 truma. And in such a case, there's no bittel. The truma is not betela in the chulin. It generates an iser. And therefore, you're going to lose the chulin legamri. I mean, it's mutter for Kohanim, perhaps, but not for Yisrael. In such a case, Rabbi Yoshua says we have to allow a person to step in and arrest the process and therefore allow him to take Kelim to be Makabal the Truma, even if it means he's grabbing onto Kelim Tmeim and he's going to be Metame Truma Tahora. We can allow this for the sake of saving the Chulin, the Yayin Shel Chulin, a Hefsek Mamon of significant value. Aval Naflo Lemea Chulin Tmeim. If, on the other hand, the Sav of Truma falls into 100 times that of I, Mea Sav Chulin, is Divya called Tered Vetitma. Everybody would agree that you're not allowed to arrest the process and allow a person to take Kalim Tmeim to receive the Truma Tahora and be Metame Truma Biyadayim. Let the Truma fall into the chulin, and it'll be bottle in the chulin. Ve'al yitamen biyado. Under no circumstance, or even Rav Yeshua would not allow this. Because the Tarovis now, after the Truma falls into the chulin and is mixed therein, is mutter for Zarim, even a non-Zar. So there's no hefse for the chulin with the mixture of the Truma and the chulin. There's bottle. And therefore everybody would agree for sure in that case that you would not be permitted to intervene here with Kalim Tveim and Bimitame Truma Tahora. Tanya Rami Hochi. Now the Gemara quotes a brisa to support the words of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. Chavis Shenishbara Begas Ha'elyonim V'tachtonimea Chulin Tveim. If the Chavis is now broken, and you have a volume of chulin in the bottom barrel that's receiving the truma, and it is mea chulin, which means that there's no possibility of bittul, is modu Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. She'im yochol ahatzil mimena revias bitara yatzil v'imlav tered v'titma v'al titatmenu biyado. And the Gemara says that this is a little bit strange here, that Rabbi Eliezer is being modeh to Rabbi Yoshua. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer, we know, is the machmir, and Rabbi Yeshua was the Mekil. Here you got it in the reverse. The Gemara immediately raises this objection. Hai moda Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua? The language here doesn't seem to make that much sense. It should not say moda Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. It should say moda Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer, Biboile. It should say just the opposite. And Rashi clarifies the Gemara's kasha. He says the following: that the words "mode Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua" in this brisa are going on the last part of the brisa, where it says "v'im lav tered v'titma v'al yitamenu biyat." Now, the machlokas here. This is a case of imlav, and that's where we have a machlokas. And that's where Rabbi Yoshua was mekil, and he allowed it. And the reason he allowed it is because it was, after all, Rabbi Yoshua who maintained that you're allowed in our Mishnah to be Metame Trum V'Yadayim, so it doesn't fall into this bar. So therefore, the Brisa should have said that Moda Rabbi Yeshua or Rabbi Eliezer, that also Tamos V'Yadayim, if there's Mea Chulin against the volume of Truma, because now it's going to be Batel anyway in the Chulin. The language of the Brisa should read that Rabbi Yeshua be Moda in this case, because there will be Bittel when the Yain falls into the chulin that you're not allowed to be metami the yain biyad. So Rava gives the answer, Rava epuch. We have to change the gears to the brisa, and it should read Moda Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer. However, Rav Huna, Bereid Rav Yoshua Omar, Li Olam Lo Tepuch. There's no need to switch it around. We can maintain the text of the brisa, the gears to the brisa as is. Ochmai Askinon, what's the case? Bekli Shesocho Tohar, V'gabo Tomei. So when it says Moda Rabbi Eliezer, it goes back on a case of a kli shesocho tohar v'gabo tomei. Rashi says, "Hi Moda, lava seifa koi el aresha de ketoni im yochel lahatzel revius betara yatzil." Vafilu kli ze shubola hatzil revius zu betocho tocho tor vegabo tome. So that if he cannot save it betara, then shamidi le rab les domel to tamen biad modahu de mutala hatzil bozev lo chayshin and dilma noga gabo betruma umetami lo biadayim. Would not be afraid that he might have contact with the gabo, and we're talking about a case where toko is torba, gabo is tome, and therefore he'd be metami biyadayim. We can allow him to carefully pour the truma into the toch, and again, as we said before, the kli is toko tor. And here's the chiddush. Ma'al detem, I would have thought, if not for the brisa, that nigzar dilma noga gabo betruma, that maybe there might be a maga between the truma and the gavakli, and that would be a matame. Kamash malon, the brisa wants to tell me that even Rabbi Eliezer, who generally prohibits to be matame truma v'yadayim, here in this case, we're not choshish at all. He's going to be matir to do it that way by pouring it in. And the reason why is because we're not choshish that he will be metami through the gav of the kli, the outside, the exterior of the kli. Now, at this point, what we'd like to do is sort of give an overview of the various shitos of Rabbi Yeshua, as far as Truma that's about to go down to Ibud. So this will be a little bit of a summary of some of the various shitos that we've seen regarding Rabbi Yeshua. So let's begin with our Mishnah, and this is also in the second brisa that we quoted. And the din is, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're allowed to burn on Erev Pesach Truma Tluya, which is a Safek Truma, with Tmeya. And this reflects the Shita of Rabbi Shimon and his version of Rabbi Yeshua. And even though Rabbi Yossi is quoted at Mishnah, we'll see Rabbi Yossi has a different version of Rabbi Yeshua, but nevertheless he's only presenting the view of Rabbi Yeshua according to Rabbi Shimon. And if we want to know the underlying reason and the logic of Rabbi Yeshua, it's simply because in Truma Tmeya, which we have to burn anyway, there's no Chiyuv Shmira. Then we have the first Braisa, and there's a second Braisa with regard to Pesach. And here the din is that you're not allowed to burn on Erev Pesach Truma Tluya with Tmeya. And this is Rabbi Yossi's view. According to Rabbi Yeshua, we're afraid that maybe Elio Anovi is going to come and he's going to determine that in fact this Truma, which was a Safek Tome, is really Tom. Then we go on to the first Mishnah in Trumos. That's the Chavish El Yayin. and it has within it Truma Tluya, Sofek Tome, Sofek Tar. And Rabbi Yeshua is quoted as saying that you're allowed to be metameit begroma, but not be a dayim, right? You're allowed to expose it, and you don't have to watch it, you don't have to carefully watch. This is Rabbi Yossi in the view of Rabbi Yeshua. And he was saying that since it's going li'ibud anyway, there's no isur to be metameit min haTorah. The Chachamim prohibited being metameit b'yadayim, but they allowed it through groma, as long as you're not doing it directly. Then we have our Mishnah, the first Braisa, which is also the second Braisa with regard to Pesach. You're not allowed to burn Truma Tahora with Truma Tmeah on Erev Pesach. And this is both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon in both of their understandings of the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua. And the reason for this is because we have here Truma Tahora, and we have a Chiyuv Shmira to make sure that it doesn't become Tmeah. And that applies in this frame of reference, even if it's going Le'ibud, it's going to be destroyed. You're not allowed to be Metameit. This is an Issa Derabbanan. And they're not going to be Materit for the sake of saving Eitzim by allowing you to burn in one campfire with one set of logs, both Truma Tahor and Truma Tmeah. Then we have the second Mishnah in Trumos. And that's the case of Yayin Shel Truma Tahor that's going Le'ibud. And it's going to fall into Chulin that's Tameh. It's going to generate an Iser in the Chulin. He's allowed, according to Rabbi Yeshua, and this is again Rabbi Yossi's version of Rabbi Yeshua, to take Kelim Tmeim and be Metame B'Yadayim. And why? Because here it's Oleches Le'ibud. There's no Iser to be Metame Yit Min HaTorah. There's an Iser Drabbanon, but Drabbanon alleviated that Iser in a case of Hefseid Chulin. And for the sake of a serious loss of Chulin, they were matir to be Metami v'yadayim. Notice that in the case of burning Chametz on Erev Pesach, Truma Tahoru with Truma Tmeya, there, by making one single bonfire, he would save himself the loss of Eitzim, but that's a Hefseid Mu'ah. But here we have the case of a barrel of Chulin, and he'll lose, because there's no Shir Bittel, he'll lose the entire barrel. And that's called a Hefseid Merubah. They were Matir, the Issa Derabbanan, being Metame, Truma Tahorah, that's going Le'ibud. And finally, to wrap things up, we have a Braisa with regard to Trumos. And that's the case of Shemen Shel Truma Tahorah, which is going Le'ibud. It's about to fall into Shemen that's Chulin Tame. And it's going to generate an Isra Achila on the Shemen, because you have Truma falling into the Shemen. He's not allowed, says Rabbi Yossi, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, to catch and prevent the shemen of Truma Tahor from falling into the shemen of Chulin Tameh. And by taking Kelim Tmeim, he's being Metami them B'Yadayim. The reason for that is because a mixture of shemen Chulin with Truma Tmeya is still Roy Lahadloka. Even if there's no Bittel, I can still use that shemen for lighting a fire. And therefore there's no serious hefseid over here. And there weren't going to be metame, there'll be matir, to be metame truma tahora b'yadayim. Okay, so at this point, I would suggest that we make a sihum on the first perek of Pesachim, and Emir Sashem, in the next shir, we'll have a beginning of the second parak. Okay then? So that's what I'm going to do.